The Senate worked late into the evening yesterday, then adjourned until mid-September. The ruling Democrats were determined not to leave empty-handed as both parties gird for potentially game-changing midterm elections. NPR's David Wellner reports that partisanship is growing sharper, and yet, as the session ended, not all was gridlock.
It's summertime, but at least in the Senate, the living has not been easy. Senators did confirm Elena Kagan for the Supreme Court just before leaving. But of the 63 votes she got, only 5 came from Republicans. It was the smallest vote total ever for a high court nominee appointed by a Democrat. Right after that vote, the Senate's number 2 Democrat, Dick Durbin, recalled a conversation he said took place between Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Senator McConnell came to Senator Reid several months ago and said, if you haven't noticed, it's over. You can stay as long as you want, but nothing's going to happen. And so anything we've had has been nothing short of a political miracle.
With 59 in the Democratic caucus, making political miracles happen comes down to finding one or two Republicans for the 60 votes needed to thwart GOP filibusters. And there have been plenty of them. When Democrats tried bringing up a bill earlier this week with $10 billion to avoid teacher layoffs and $16 billion to help states pay for Medicaid, Republican Leader McConnell objected.
This bill is a brazen attempt to funnel more money to public employee unions before an election at a moment of record deficits and debt.
But by cutting the original money for teachers by more than half and by finding funds elsewhere to pay for it, Democrats won over Maine Republican Olympia Snow.
Given the dire economic circumstances that most states are confronting today, I think we understand that we've got to alleviate that financial hardship at this point.
Maine's other GOP Senator Susan Collins also backed the bill, which passed yesterday. If the House approves it as well in a special recess session next week, Democrats will have a job-saving accomplishment to tout to constituents. They've clearly been looking for ways to score points with voters. Majority Leader Reid mentioned such efforts a few days ago.
One of my senators came to me and said that they did some testing of all the issues, and surprisingly, child nutrition scored extremely high with focus groups and all the polling. We want to get that done.
By late afternoon yesterday, Arkansas Democrat Blanche Lincoln was thanking her Senate colleagues for, in her words, rising above partisan politics and passing a bill she'd sponsored that boosts funding for school lunches.
I'm so pleased today to say that we have seized this opportunity to make a historic investment in our children.
It clearly helped that Lincoln got Georgia's Saxby Chambliss, the top Republican on the Agriculture Committee she chairs, to co-sponsor the measure. Likewise, when New York Democrat Charles Schumer proposed a bill yesterday spending another $600 million on securing the U.S.-Mexico border, it was something Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions simply could not refuse.
As we leave this Congress to go home and get ready to campaign, many of the people, they can say maybe they did something that was helpful in eliminating illegal immigration, something other than suing the state of Arizona.
But Majority Leader Reid's effort to push through a scaled-back energy bill this week ran into opposition not only from Republicans, but from some Democrats as well. Payments to settle class-action lawsuits by black farmers and American Indians also got blocked. A jobs bill with loans and tax breaks for small businesses is stalled. That legislation will be taken up again when Congress reconvenes for 4 weeks in September. Democrats say they'll also try to deal with expiring Bush tax cuts. Even a political miracle, though, may not be enough to get so much done so close to a big election. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.